Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for all my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve! No. It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal, Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medical practitioner who hates superhero movies, who keeps the alternative medicine assholes at bay. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
This is a show for people who would never listen to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you have a question, you're embarrassed to take your regular medical provider. If you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 347-766-4323. That's 347. If you're listening to us live, the number is 754-227-3647. That's 754.
Bearing up.
That's my favorite. Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine or at DrScottWM and visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Or go to our merchandise store at cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, clinical laboratory scientist, French synthesist, registered dietitian, or whatever. All right, very good. Hey, don't forget to go to stuff.drsteve.com for all your online shopping needs. If you go there, you can click right through to Amazon, or you can scroll down and see products that we've talked about on this show multiple times with little explanations, including, you know, some Moog synthesizers and some other things like that. The Navage, the Womanizer, our favorite adult toy. All those things are on there at stuff.drsteve.com. Check out tweakedaudio.com for the best earbuds for the price on the market and the best customer service anywhere. Offer code FLUID, F-L-U-I-D, will get you 33% off your purchase, which is like buying three things for the price of two. Also, simplyherbals.net, that's Dr. Scott's website. This is allergy season the springtime people, and you can get Dr. Scott's nasal rinse that is absolutely incredible. Do we have any up here? Is there some on there?
No, we don't have any. I need to bring some fresh stuff.
Yeah, I thought I had one up there. If you want to lose weight with me, I've hit my ideal body weight. No one ever comments on my appearance at the hospital unless they say, you know, what a fat shit I am. And people are nice, so they don't comment. But since I've gotten back to my ideal body weight, people are like, what have you done? You know, have you done something to your skin? And it's, yeah, my skin isn't stretched like, you know, a balloon over an eggplant anymore. And I don't have that eggplant shaped jowly head that I used to have. Or a condom over a fist, I guess, is it's loosened up a little bit because it doesn't have so much fat under it. And I did it using the Noom app. If you want to do it with me, I'm in the maintenance phase now. Go to noom.drsteve.com. You can get 20% off and two weeks free where you can try it out. It's not a diet. It's a psychology program, and it actually has helped me in my real life, too, because the, you know, psychology doesn't just deal with eating, but changing my relationship with food also helped me change my relationship with other things in my life. So I cannot recommend it highly enough. Noom.drsteve.com, and also there's premium.drsteve.com if you want to get access to the archives plus premium content. It's $1.99 a month. You could go for $1.99, download everything, and just quit. That would be one thing you could do, and you could get everything we've got for $2. If you use offer code FLUID there, you can get 3 months for $1. So to try it out. Anyway, I brought up Moog Fest. That was a while back. I haven't talked about it on this show. And then we're going to do a crap load of phone calls. But I have a couple of my friends from Moog Fest who I know are listening. And I just got something. One of the biggest hits of Moog Fest, I take a lot of my equipment. Mm-hmm. Some of it I never even unbox, but I take it because I'm a weirdo. And I have just tons and tons of equipment that I brought. I bought my Moog grandmother. I brought my Drum Brute Impact and some keyboards and my, you know, my laptop and other things like that. But all this cool shit I had, and what everyone was interested in, was my Gecko Loop Synth. And I've used it on this show before. It's GECHO, and go to geckologic.com. You can see one. Version 2 is coming out. Version 1 is no longer available. The one I've got is worth about $400 or $500 on the secondary, used market. And I think I got it for less than $150. It's a guy named Mario. He is a Polish dude living in Ireland, which in itself is interesting. And he is an electronic genius, and he makes these electronic instruments, and they're beautiful. Look at this thing. This is the new one. This is called the Polyphonic Whale, and it's at phonicbloom.com. It's a little whale-shaped thing. And it has sensors in it that sense its position in space. And it's got a little contact microphone inside that will do things with sounds that it hears. And then it has little programs. And I think you may be able to program this one yourself as well. I just got it today. So I thought I would bring it on and show you guys what this thing can do. It is fascinating. So let me see. Let me turn it on. Oh, there it is. Hello, Dr. Scott. So it has nature sounds as well. You can hear sort of the wind. And then I change it in space. And it changes the sounds. Plus, it's got a little delay, looper delay in there. So if I tap it. Now that's just one of the programs. Let me hit and see. You can hear it change as I change its position. Let's try this one. Hello.
Hello.
So that's just a reverb with a whole bunch of delay. Let me get to a more musical one. Let me see. Okay, here you go. Sort of a spring thing with birds. And then this
gamelan sort of instrument.
Hello!
So when I tap on it, that is cool as hell. Let me see. There was one sort of robotic one. You see the music changes as I change its position.
That's crazy.
And that's the original.
Dr. Scott.
Let's watch a superhero movie.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
I lost Dr. Scott on the last episode. Oh. Hello, Dr. Scott. I am from the future. I have superpowers. If you don't know why. Oh, hello. Anyway, I don't know how to turn it off yet, so let me just hold down.
Unplug it.
Well, not actually plugged into anything. That's the interesting thing. I haven't read the instructions yet. Hello. Okay, anyway, enough of that. Okay, so check it out at Phonic, Phonic, Bloom.com if you want to get one. He makes a limited number of these things, and then there aren't any more. And you got to buy them on a secondary market for five times the price. He also, if you go to Gecko, G-E-C-H-O, Logic.com, you can actually sign up to get one of the version 2 Gecko loop synths. Mm-hmm. And your old pal, Dr. Steve, did a voiceover for him for the next promo. So when we get that, I'll play it on the show. That's my first paid voiceover work. Of course, he's paying me in synthesizers. So there you go.
There you go.
I'm very excited about that. All right. Moogfest was awesome. We're going next year, Moogfest 2020. If you're interested, just go to moogfest.org and check some stuff out. It's a great time. We had a blast this year. It was just so much fun. And we've got our own little core group of people that this was our third year hanging out together. And so I guess it's a thing. You know, the first year I thought it was a fluke. The second year is like, well, this is cool. Everybody came back. And then the third year it's like, well, this is actually a thing we're doing. So I've already made my reservations for next year, and it's 3 days of peace and love. But unlike Woodstock, you have a hotel and showers, and it's electronic music.
No fluid.
And oh, there's all kinds of fluid. Now, look, here's the thing. Let me give you a little secret. If you get a VIP ticket, you can go to this thing called the VIP Lounge. I don't know why they named it that. You get free alcohol for the whole 3 days. I mean, they had Moogfest beer. I brought one home, and it's on very proudly on my shelf. Mm-hmm. they had a local brewery that did Moogfest special edition beer. And then they have, liquor and stuff, and it's free, and you can just sit in there. And by the way, I saw something really cool in there that I had never seen before. It had inflatable couches.
Hmm.
This guy comes in, and we were talking last time, as you well know, about superheroes, and this guy walks in with this full-size couch on his shoulder. I'm like, the guy's it's Incredible Hulk. Hmm. And then he dropped it, and I was expecting a big bang, and it just went tunk, 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 like that. It was inflatable.
Hmm.
So I want to get a couple of those. It'd be great for outside. They look like regular couches. And, like a vinyl-covered couch. And at the end of the season, you just deflate it and stick it in the garage, and it doesn't get all mildewy over the holiday.
They have a lot of those music festivals I go to. They
They do.
Yeah, they have a big hole in the end of them, and they run around and scoop air up, and then they fold it up and plop.
Is that right? Okay, yeah. So it must be a deal. I don't. You go to more music festivals than I do. I go to one a year.
Oh yeah.
And its name is Moogfest, my friend.
Moog, yeah.
All right. Okie doke. You want to take some medical questions? I drove Dr. Scott crazy. It's the first time I've ever seen him yawning and then get up and walk away during a show. You know, we did our once every 15-year geek show, and I had my friends Jason Goss and David C. Robertson from the DC On Screen podcast, and we just talked about DC Universe and superhero stuff, and I had fun. Maybe nobody else did, but it's my show, and
it's
I can have
show.
Fun every once in a
it
while.
It is the Dr. Steve
to,
so show. That's right.
That's right, my God. All right. Okay. We have Calvin on the line. We have a couple of callers on the line. I do want to talk about this story. We were going to have Lady Diagnosis do it, but billionaire dies during Paris penis enlargement operation. Have you heard this one?
No, that's terrible.
A billionaire diamond trader, Ehud Aryeh Laniad's pursuit of a plentiful penis has ended in his death. 65-year-old Big Wheel died of a heart attack. Oh, okay. Oh. So it wasn't, this would have happened no matter what he did. Mm-hmm. At a private Paris hospital where he was undergoing a penis enlargement procedure, the Israeli-Belgian died on the operating table. He was stricken when a substance was injected into his penis, triggering his demise. Oh, goodness. Ooh. Okay, well, it was related then. I wonder what in the hell they injected him with. You know, sometimes... if they were doing this under local, you'll use lidocaine, right?
Mm, sure.
Lidocaine does have some, if it gets in the bloodstream, has some activity on the heart. It's usually we will use it to prevent arrhythmias, but some of these things can be what we call proarrhythmic, and they'll have a paradoxical effect that increases the chances of having an arrhythmia. That if they caught that,
especially
that
if you got a big dose of it,
if it happens, they couldn't have dosed him with enough.
No,
the other thing that you can do is accidentally dose somebody with lidocaine that has epinephrine in it, mm-hmm. or adrenaline, which does have also effects on the heart. That should not get into the bloodstream to the point where it would cause. Mm-hmm. A heart attack, though. Mm-hmm. It is vasoconstrictive, meaning that if you had borderline blood circulation to the heart, it could constrict the veins or the arteries in the heart and trigger a cardiac event. But you'd be more likely, if you injected epinephrine by accident into someone's penis, it's more likely that it will cause local constriction and then the penis will slough off. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't use epinephrine on the penis or the fingers or the tip of the nose or the ears, because they don't have good blood supply. It's great if you're taking something off of somebody's arm, you inject them with a little lidocaine with epinephrine. Not only does it numb them, but it prevents it from bleeding a lot. But you don't want to inject that stuff anywhere else. A digit. You can slough off a digit, a penis, an ear, or the tip of a nose. As I just said that. Why did I repeat myself? says his pursuit of a bigger penis ultimately led to his demise. He owned a $50 million penthouse in Monaco. Oh my God!
Dang.
Oh, what a tragedy. You know, with a $50 million penthouse in Monaco, dude, you don't need a big penis to get laid.
No.
You could have a two-incher, and people would be telling you how awesome you were.
You could have complete erectile dysfunction and still have a very happy,
a wonderful life,
with
yes. giant tits being pressed yes. into your face.
Everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Well, poor guy. I hate that. You know, you just go in, you just want to get a big, meaty hog, and the next thing you know, there's nothing. You don't know anything, because when you're dead, you don't know anything. Mm-hmm. It sucks. Poor guy. All right.
Ugh.
Well, on that uplifting note, let's take some phone calls.
Don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
Wait, what, Ronnie B?
Number one thing. Oh. Don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
All right. Area code 910. You're on Weird Medicine. What's up?
Dr. Steve, it's Logan Field.
Hey, John. How are you?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Were you listening earlier? Did you hear the new gecko, well, not gecko, but the phonic bloom sonic whale?
I did. It sounds awesome.
It's cool as hell.
But I like the other one a little better.
Well,
I just like the I like the box. It's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
This one comes in a cool box, too, but you're right. The other one is a little wooden box, and you open the lid, and there's this cool circuit board panel that just looks
right.
cool. And then when you start playing with it, it does all these incredible things. And so, yeah, this one is more for people who just want to hold it and make sounds and not get so geeky into the inner workings of it.
It sounds great. It
yep.
sounds awesome.
Yeah, so John is my is Moogfest friend Prime. So this is what happened 3 years ago. I tweeted out that I was going to Moogfest, and he said, "Oh, you know, I'm one of your listeners. I'm going to Moogfest too. Let's meet up." And I'm like, "Oh,
right.
for F's sake, you know, I got to deal with this." And so we met in a neutral place at the Armory. And we immediately
right.
became fast friends. And I talk to John probably once a week now, and that's where we met.
Cool.
You know, so anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then,
cool little story, right?
Yeah. And then he brought his friend Amanda. And then there was this woman dancing next to us at, I think it was 808 State. I'm not sure. But she was by herself. And I just, after one of the songs, if you can call them songs, whatever they are, pieces. And I just turned uh-huh. to her and said, "This is fucking awesome." And she turned to me and went, "Fuck yeah." And gave me the, you know, and I said, "Okay, now we need to be best friends." And so, and then she brought another friend in. And the next thing we knew, we were sort of coalescing like a protoplanet that hadn't, you know, or a proto sun that hasn't quite gone off yet, you know, accreting matter and accreting friends.
Yeah,
and
it's like,
go ahead. It's
almost like to the point where, we're like a cult almost at this point.
sort of. But, yeah, and we get together in our respective hotel rooms and hook our equipment together and play music and stuff. It's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah, it's blessed.
No drama. Yeah, everybody's cool.
If anybody gets the opportunity to go to Moogfest, I highly suggest it. It's this little unknown, not unknown, but it's...
I know what you mean.
It's just... You know,
it ain't no Lollapalooza, but
it's a big rave for nerds.
It is. And there's something for everybody.
Awesome.
You can
yeah.
take classes. I took a class on a programming language for an hour
yeah.
and a half. And
you're in there building you're building synthesizers.
You can do that. I build a synthesizer
awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I heard it.
It's really cool. So there's just so much cool stuff that you can do. Or you can just go to the concerts,
yeah.
just sleep in all day, drink, and go
sure.
to concerts, you know? It's really fun.
That sounds much
yeah.
better.
But
yeah,
anyway.
there's like a little bit of something for everybody there. There's styles there that anybody can get into.
Agreed. If I could get my wife to go, I think she would have a blast. But,
I think so, too. Get her to go.
She will not go into the Moog factory store. We live an hour from the Moog factory store, and she'll let me go. She'll allow me to go, but she will not go in. She's like, "No, I'm going to sit in the car and look at Facebook." Just like she has the same reaction to electronic music that Dr. Scott does with superheroes.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, so John runs every day. What's your record now?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Well, I know you know.
2000. Yeah, well, no, I just finished, actually. 2,455 days in a row.
Damn. 2,455?
Yeah, right?
Hang on a second. Hang on. Alexa, what's 2,455 divided by 365? Is she listening?
2,455 divided by 365 is 6.726.
Damn.
Almost 7 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy,
without missing
right?
a day.
Yeah, this little switch went off, it was August the 20th, 2012, was my start date.
So what are you going to?
And I started.
What are you going to do if you end up in the hospital or something and just can't run one day? Are you going to shit yourself because you got to start over?
I'll figure that out when that day
okay.
comes.
Okay,
start
a
new career.
I'm not. Yeah, it's gonna be a surprise.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, well, anyway, quite honestly, Steve, I really, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I think I'll be okay. But yeah, I'm just hoping the day, you know, I'm with the hope for the best and pray for the.
Yeah.
I forget how that thing goes. What? But you know, if it happens, it happens.
John looks exactly like Opie Hughes too. By the way, they could be.
No, they could be brothers.
Well, okay. When I say exactly, if you hadn't seen Opie in a while, we could fool people into thinking that you were him.
Well, Keith the cop thought I looked a lot like him.
Yeah. That's right. You went up there, didn't you?
I went to go see Anthony's show.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was there that day, and I got to, you know, chit chat with him afterwards. And Keith was like, "You look like Opie." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know, maybe, I guess."
Yeah, we could do something with that just for fun. But anyway, did you have something? Were you just calling in to say hello, or did you have something?
You were just talking. I just heard you guys talking Mogfest, and I just finished running. I just wanted to talk, shoot the breeze, as they say.
It was a great year this year, and I look forward to next year. I've already got my hotel room and got my tickets and ready to go.
Yeah, ready to rock. It's going to be a blast. Did you see they said they're going to have Thomas Dolby play?
Yeah.
They said because he didn't play this year because of his he got sick, I guess.
That's the least he could do is show up this year or coming year. Of course, at my age, it takes a little bit of some optimism to make it buy tickets for an event that's a year away because a lot of shit could happen between now and then. But I'm being optimistic.
You know what? And a lot of your listeners do not know, you can dance your ass off.
Please,
if your listeners didn't know that. You're out there jamming like freaking
this fucking guy.
Rock, you know.
Took video of us, and so there's, you know, there's a bunch of millennials and stuff, mm-hmm. and Generation Z, mm-hmm. and you know, other folks like that. I'm by far the oldest person in our group by far, and one of the oldest I've seen there. And so John had this video that he was taking of, I don't know if it was Stefan Bodson or somebody like that. And he was panning around, and it's like, okay, young person, cool dancing. And then, oh, who brought Grandpa, you know, to Moogfest? Oh, my God. Oh, God.
You're like the old electronic hippie.
I was just mortified to see myself because, you know, in my head, I see myself as a young person, and it's like, oh, God. Ugh. Oh, the nursing home, they're doing the Macarena because that's what, quote, unquote, the kids do these days. Ugh, pathetic.
You did fine.
I don't care. I have fun. I don't give a shit.
But yeah, I don't either.
I just don't want to see myself doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Right.
Cool, man.
Right.
Well, listen, thanks for calling, and I'll call you. I'll call you later.
All right.
All right, old buddy. All right, I'll see you.
All right.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right. Yeah, so I just stultified Scott for another show. Mm. Moogfest, this show, awesome. Comic books, last show. All right.
Awesome.
Sharon, area code 865, you're on Weird Medicine. Are you there? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What, did we lose him again? Well, let me see. Are you there?
You talking to me?
Yeah, it said Sharon. Sorry, I guess it's not Sharon.
No, it's Aaron.
Aaron.
A-R-O-N.
Okay,
Aaron.
I have that robot call screener. Sorry, Aaron. What do you got?
Okay, that's cool, Dr. Steve. I appreciate it. I've been a fan from you for a long time.
Hey, thanks, man.
Since Opie and Anthony, years.
I appreciate it.
I've got a question about thank you. I've got a question about the testosterone for a 45-year-old.
Okay.
Is this something you've got to go to a doctor for sure? Because I'm not sure if I need it or not. I'm not covered by insurance.
Okay. Well, hang on just a second.
That I can try for myself.
We have a celebrity call coming in, Aaron. Hang on just a second. Tacy, you're on Weird Medicine.
Okay.
Oh, she hung up. Okay, she's pissed. Okay, never mind. Okay, sorry, Aaron.
Okay, I pissed her off. Sorry, Dr.
You didn't.
Steve. I didn't mean to piss her off.
She's mad at me. It's just a long story. It's it doesn't matter. Everything will be fine.
Because okay, when Saturday. I hang up, maybe she'll call back.
Yeah, there you go.
Shit.
Oh, she's not listening to the show. Don't worry. Have no fear. But anyway, testosterone. First off, have you been tested, and do you know you have low testosterone? Or are you...
No, I've not been tested. I have no idea, but I'm just wondering, is this something that an uncovered over 40 guy can go try for himself?
Yes. Oh, okay.
In some way, just to see if you're feeling your overall well-being improves
right.
by increasing your testosterone.
There you go. So low testosterone affects a thing we call health-related quality of life. So people who have low testosterone will feel fatigued, they'll feel physically weak, they'll have a decreased libido, and decreased erectile function. And people who are symptomatic, who have clinically low testosterone, so clinically low testosterone, you know, is you're making the diagnosis based on the symptoms, and then laboratory proven low testosterone. You have to have those two things. And when you do, when you treat those people, they will feel better. They'll get an improvement in their energy. They'll get an improvement in all of the things that I already mentioned. Now, to do this is not do-at-home science. So if you get a cold, you could take a little zinc, you can take some antihistamines and treat that at home. Hypogonadism or low testosterone needs to be treated by a healthcare provider because there are other downsides to it. For one thing, we need to know where the low testosterone is coming from. Is it coming from the testicles not functioning, or is it coming because you got a tumor in your pituitary and you're not producing the hormone that causes the testicles to make hormones? Or make testosterone. Also, these doses need to be monitored so that you don't get too much, because too much can cause rage, it can cause cardiac problems, and it can cause skin problems as well. And then we also need to make sure that we're not throwing kerosene on the fire that is prostate cancer. So we always screen people for prostate cancer to make sure, because that's a testosterone driven cancer. And when you give people testosterone when they have prostate cancer, it is likely, if not certain, to increase its growth rate. So those are all reasons why you want to do this under a physician's supervision. Now, it doesn't have to be crazy expensive, okay? Mm-hmm. Getting a free testosterone or a total testosterone, you can call the lab and find out how much it's going to be. It could be like $50. Office visit, another $100, $150. And then the testosterone itself can be the expensive thing. So they can give you a prescription for injectable testosterone that's very reasonably priced.
Yes.
And you can give yourself a shot every 2 weeks. If you don't want to give yourself a shot every 2 weeks, you can go to a compounding pharmacy. Mm-hmm. If anybody out there has a diagnosis and they can't afford their Androgel or Testapel or whatever it is that they want to put you on, you can go to any compounding pharmacy and they can compound testosterone aftershave or testosterone deodorant, you know, underarm stuff. And they can compound anything that's not already available on the market.
Right.
And you can get that. Last time they quoted us was $50 for that. Mm-hmm. $50 a month is, you know, if it makes you feel better and you get your meaty erections back and your libido back, all those things, that's absolutely worth it. So,
and the injectable can be a lot cheaper than that, too.
Yeah.
If you can get
it. Have you priced that recently?
Yeah, 60. I think I got for a bottle, $60, $70.
And how many doses are in there?
Oh, shoot. It's 200.
Oh, geez.
Mls. So, yeah, roughly probably 2 months.
Three months. Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah.
So if you can deal with giving yourself an injection, it's even cheaper.
Yep.
But I would not do this. Look, you can buy black market testosterone. I don't recommend it.
That's a terrible idea.
I don't recommend it.
No, hell no.
All right.
Hey, and if you can't?
So you 100% say go to a doctor, be tested.
I would, yes. I would 100% do that because otherwise...
Even if you're not insured, it's going to be a couple $100.
It'll be a couple $100, but it won't be a couple thousand.
Right.
You know, it, yeah.
Right.
And then if you don't want to take the testosterone, I was going to say, there are some supplements out there. If you don't, after you get tested, there are some supplements that might be helpful and beneficial.
Absolutely.
Other than a medication, but get checked first because there may be some underlying things.
Yeah, we want to make sure.
Because there's some underlying things that be going on.
The other thing is, you know, if you've got the fatigue and all that other stuff that goes with it and your testosterone stone cold normal.
Yeah, I feel the fatigue. It's none of the other underlying symptoms. It's really the fatigue. I go to bed at 8:30 maybe.
Yeah.
8 o'clock sometimes to get up at 5 o'clock.
Do you snore?
3 years ago, I would go to bed 11 or 12 and be fine.
Do you snore?
So it's a big difference in just a couple of years.
No.
Aaron, do you snore?
I don't know. I'm unmarried, so I don't have anybody telling me, kicking me in the shins, telling me I snore, so I don't know.
Here's the thing. What you're describing could be low thyroid, could be anemia, or it could be sleep apnea, which is the one I'm betting on. If it's just fatigue is your problem, you got to go to bed earlier and earlier, it may be sleep apnea. And without insurance, you're talking about a big outlay. How can we get you some insurance? You're in Tennessee, aren't you?
I am in East Tennessee. I'm guessing real close to you. I'm guessing you're in the Johnson City area, actually.
Well,
I've been investigating you for quite a while.
Some damn crazy East Tennessee stalker.
There are some clinics around here that have sliding scales.
Yep.
That you can look up.
And, email me and I'll hook you up.
And they're very good. They're good docs and they're very, very well priced places.
Do you mind saying where you are in East Tennessee? Because I may know some people.
I am in Sevierville.
Okay,
actually,
Sevierville.
Yeah.
I know Sevierville very well. Matter of fact, I know the guy that used to run the Outback over there. If he still does, his name is Andrew Joyner, and he's one of the nicest guys in the world at that Outback over there. Different Andrew Joyner.
I was gonna say, that's crazy.
Yeah, I used to call him thinking I was calling Sensei.
How funny.
Send me an email. Go to drsteve.com and click contact and send me an email. I'll see if I can hook you up, and maybe we could get you seen.
So sleep apnea maybe is a more...
It's as
That's
likely.
More apt to be my problem than the testosterone.
It's as likely
very
if you're
good.
Having chronic.
Very much
if you're going to bed earlier and earlier, those people who have low testosterone just feel tired, but they're not having to go to bed earlier and earlier. But people with sleep apnea that's untreated certainly can, and that itself is can be a real issue down the road if it goes untreated. Mm-hmm. Way more serious than not treating low testosterone.
Right. Low testosterone is just as a
but
pain.
But email me. We'll talk about, you know, some of the why you don't have insurance, and maybe we can figure something out on that as well. And if not, I can get you in at least some place where they take a sliding scale and get you treated, because this needs to get treated.
Right on.
Okay, thank you. It's drsteve.com,
Yep, and just click contact. There, you'll see up at the top, it'll say contact. And ignore the warning that says don't send messages. You know, by the way, I've had several people recently say, you know, hey, can I email it? It's like, sure, go to drsteve.com, click contact. And then they'll text me back on Facebook, say, well, it says don't put... medical questions there. It's like, I'm the one who told you to do it. So just ignore that. That's to keep the riffraff out. Don't worry about it.
Okay, drsteve.com, contact.
Yeah, and click contact. Just go to drsteve.com, and up at the top, there will be a menu, and one of the things on the far right says contact. Click that, and there's a form. Make sure you put your email address in there correctly, and then that way I can email you back. And that's the most reliable way to get
Thank
me.
Thank you, Dr. Steve.
And then you'll have my real email address, and we'll email back and forth, and we'll try to get you some help.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, take care, old buddy.
Thank you. God bless you.
And God bless you and anything for a fellow East Tennessean.
My God, Sevierville, we love it.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Want to take another one?
One more. Yeah, let's do one more.
Just one more?
Yep.
Okay. Well, all right. Where are you?
Benefits of having sex or rubbing one out.
Oh, wait. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Dr. Steve. I'm a pharmacist out here, and I read lots of articles about sleep hygiene, and they never talk about the benefits of having sex or rubbing one out to help one sleep. My question is, does that help you sleep? And if so, what is the pharmacology behind that? Is it oxytocin, or what's going on? Love your show. You guys are great.
Yeah, no, I love that question. There is more than that. When you have an orgasm, you release oxytocin, and that is the trust hormone. It causes women will get a release of oxytocin during breastfeeding, and it's hypothesized that helps to improve bonding between the mother and the infant and make it sort of a pleasurable thing. When you have that that moment when you're having an orgasm as a male, you all of a sudden feel almost at one with the other person, mm-hmm. but oxytocin gets out of your brain pretty quick.
Yep.
As evidenced by any time you've ever had sex with someone and you feel that, oh, this is the most awesome thing in the world. And then as soon as it's done and your penis shrinks back to its normal size, and then you go, what the fuck am I doing here? What have I done?
Where's my beer?
Yeah, what have I done? So it's in and out pretty quick. So it's probably not just that. Now, when you have an ejaculation, we're talking about men here. Men release a cocktail of brain chemicals, including norepinephrine, which is adrenaline. That gives you that kind of the tachycardia, the rush. Yep. Serotonin. Okay,
yep.
So it's got some antidepressive properties.
Mood stabilizer.
Yep. Yeah. Oxytocin, as we said. Vasopressin, which is really oxytocin, isn't it? Oxytocin and vasopressin, two separate things. I'm trying to think, what's the other name for vasopressin? Wait a minute. It is the same thing. Oxytocin is vasopressin. Mm. This list is stupid. Nitric oxide, okay? Sure. Nitric oxide increases blood flow all over the body, so you get that kind of floaty, lightheaded feeling. And the hormone prolactin. Now, prolactin is interesting. That's linked to the feeling of sexual satisfaction. It also has something to do with recovery time, it modulates the time that you have to wait before having another sexual encounter. And studies have shown that men who are deficient in prolactin have faster recovery times. So I must have a shitload of prolactin. I must have more prolactin than you can even imagine, if that's the case. But prolactin levels are higher during sleep.
Funny.
Animals injected with that chemical become tired immediately. So my hypothesis is it's more prolactin, so because that's more longer living in the body than the oxytocin is. Mm-hmm. So the oxytocin gives you that feeling of, wow, that was awesome, and then the prolactin is the thing that makes you go to sleep.
Right on.
All right. Let's do one more. I really want to do this one. And you're gonna want some... input on this one, too. Now, we've got two that we need to do, but let's do this one. Oh, come on.
Hi, Dr. Steve. My question is, my husband says, while I am asleep, I am masturbating, and I have no idea that I am doing this. And I even take sleeping medicine. And how can I stop this? What do I need to do? I have talked to my regular OBGYN, and she doesn't know what to do, so she's given me sleeping medicine, and I need to stop this. This bothers him, We have sex all the time. It's not like a sexual thing. I don't even know this is going on. What can I do?
Yeah. Okay. This is one we haven't done on this show, but this is a real syndrome. It's a parasomnia, meaning a sleep disorder, and it's called sexomnia. And sexomnia is any sort of sexual activity while you're sleeping. And this is different than dudes grabbing their dick because they've got a, you know, they have to micturate or move their, or, you know, void their bladder and they've got a giant raging boner in the middle of the night. People with sexomnia may just have fondling or rubbing, moaning, heavy breathing, sweating, masturbating, pelvic thrusting, that kind of stuff. They say, as with other parasomnias, this is related to sleepwalking, and it's caused by a disruption of the brain moving between deep sleep cycles. So one thing you could do would be to get a, you know, a Fitbit and have it monitor your sleep cycles. I enjoy that. It's fun. And see if the time when it happens, have your husband tell you what time it is and see if it's during deep sleep or when you're going. And those are called confusion arousals when that happens.
Okay.
Lack of sleep, extreme exhaustion, that kind of stuff. So getting enough sleep will help. Sleeping medications may actually make it worse.
Worse, that's what I was going to say.
Some of them, like Ambien, could especially certainly Ambien. Make this worse.
Especially Ambien, sure.
There are people that will actually have sex while and not have any recollection of
right.
it. And, you know, can they give consent if they're giving consent then, but they don't have any recollection of it? That's an ethical question. There are some off-label medications for other conditions can be used to manage this, including antidepressant medications such as duloxetine. And duloxetine is Cymbalta. It's a serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor, and that seems to help. With some of these folks, you could also use a less expensive SNRI called trazodone.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old school quadricyclic antidepressant that actually can be of some use in these kinds of things as well. It's a lot cheaper than duloxetine is.
Right.
If you have sleep apnea, if you have central sleep apnea,
mm-hmm.
if you're not overweight, or obstructive mm-hmm. sleep apnea, if you are,
mm-hmm.
that disrupts those sleep cycles as well. And those people will have some parasomnias and may have sexomnia as well. I think a sleep study is in order. Now, mm-hmm. that's going to be embarrassing if you're doing a sleep study in a sleep lab and all of a sudden you're diddling yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can do a home sleep study and see if you have sleep apnea. If so, putting yourself on CPAP or BiPAP may actually make this go away. I looked at one study that showed that proton pump inhibitors may actually help, but I wouldn't take them for that because we're not big fans of the proton pump inhibitors unless you absolutely
have to have them.
Mouth guards and other bite plates and stuff like that have been recommended, but that's just to treat an underlying sleep apnea disorder. So I would talk to a sleep specialist. Your OBGYN isn't going to know anything about this because they're not trained in sleep study stuff or, you know, sleep pathology. Just because it involves your genitalia doesn't mean that your OBGYN is going to be the right person for this. So.
Mm-hmm.
And feel free to email me. I wanted to do another one, but we'll do it next time. There's a woman that was calling that has like 38 double G breasts, and she wants to weigh them. And so if anybody out there has some interesting ways that they can think of to weigh a part of the human body that's actually attached to the human body, email me. I have a couple of ideas, but I'm looking for out-of-the-box ways to do it. I know volumetric, if someone has one of those scanners where you can do a 3D scanner where you can scan the person and get that polygonal shape, you know how they do it like with the motion capture? And then we could calculate from that the surface area, and from that we could get the average density and calculate the volume from that. That would be kind of cool. And if anybody's got one of those and would let me write the algorithm for figuring out weight based on average density. I'd love to have this person come in and we'll do it.
Yep.
But I have another method that we'll do, but we'll talk about next time. So anyway, but so stay tuned for that. Thanks. Always go to Dr. Scott. He's a pretty good feller. Sat through a lot of stuff today that he wasn't interested in. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM channel 103, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Jim McClure's pleasure. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine. Go check out Dr. Scott's website, Dr. Scott, at simplyherbals.net. Just throw him a bone for all the crap I put him through these last two shows. All right, we'll see y'all later.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, hey, Dr. Scott, we had a phone call that came in after we closed the show down.
After the buzzer.
Yeah, after the buzzer. Let's take it. It is John in Illinois, area code 309. You're on Weird Medicine.
Dr. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, man. What you got for
us? Good. My mother, I think she's 71, 72 years old. She's been battling ALS probably for 3 or 4 years now.
Okay.
She's got about 6 months left. Has Dr. Scott got anything for me? For her, I should say. Modern medicine doesn't seem to help.
Well, yeah, and this is, we'll talk about what happens when modern medicine doesn't have an answer. ALS is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It is a problem where the nerves, the motor neurons that drive the muscles, just die for no known reason. There's a reason, we just haven't nailed it down yet. But Dr. Scott, what have you got? I know we always had people go on creatine,
yep,
just because it helps to build muscle tissue. And if you're going to decline, if you're declining from a higher level, it'll take longer to get to the bottom. Mm-hmm. But that's really, and there are some medications. There's riluzole. I'm sure she's on that. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about that. But Dr. Scott, you got anything?
We, you know, the ones that I've treated, we've always treated them just symptomatically for whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was just for pain or for swallowing or voice or whatever. So, but most of the time it's for pain and suffering. Nothing really as far as, you know, being curative or profoundly helpful.
So,
you know,
having said that, so the riluzole, what they did was they did a study on people as who had ALS, and they noticed that there was more glutamic acid.
Okay.
In their cerebral spinal fluid in a bunch of these people. So what they did was create this medication that decreases the amount of glutamic acid, mm-hmm, which is very toxic. It's a neurotransmitter, but it's toxic to cells. So it's very tightly regulated. And when you've got an elevated amount, you know, it makes sense that that might. But what that does is it prolongs your survival by anywhere from 3 to 6 months. It's not a panacea for this. So there's more to it than that. They finally found a protein that aggregates in the neurons of people with ALS, and it's called TDP43. And instead of remaining in the nucleus where it's supposed to be in ALS, that leaves the nucleus and accumulates in the cell's cytoplasm. And so they thought that the neuron's trash disposal symptom was genetically faulty in such a way, but they didn't know what genes were responsible. And so they, I'm looking at medical news today on this, and it says this Dr. Klim and colleagues decided to investigate every type of RNA, that's ribonucleic acid, that TDP43 protein. And they genetically modified TDP43 and studied the effects. And using motor neurons created from human stem cells, by the way, support stem cell research, the scientists decreased the TDP43 protein and examined how the gene expression changed as a result. And once they had a connection between this and the loss of other critical gene, which was called STMN2, don't worry about all this, we could see how a motor neuron might begin to fail in ALS. So they finally had a model,
okay,
for ALS. Now, once you've got a model in vitro, meaning in the test tube, you can start to throw things at it and see if you get anything. So let's see here. With a discovery that our human stem cell model predicted exactly what was happening in patients, they went on to test in the system whether fixing this STMN2 could rescue motor neuron degeneration. And this was in a petri dish by disturbing this TDP43. in a beautiful set of experiments that they believe provide great hope for patients. He went on to show that this was exactly the case. Rescuing the expression of Stathmin 2 rescued motor neuron growth. Okay. So they're coming up with some stuff. And what you want to do, John, is she able to travel at this point, or is she bedridden now?
She's almost bedridden. I mean, it's, you know, is it the Hoyer lift to the restroom?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Stuff like that, you know. Right.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you guys a call and say there's a Hail Mary.
Yeah, yeah. No, and your Hail Mary is this, clinicaltrials.gov. Mm-hmm. Clinicaltrials.gov, and then just put in ALS. If you want to email me and send me some details, I could do the search for you, but you can do it right now.
Right.
And just see if they've got anything. Now, she'll have to meet criteria. Now, some of them may be Hail Mary studies where they want people that are already in bad shape, but good enough still that she could travel. If she can Hoyer lift to the bathroom, she can probably still, you know, you could get her in an ambulance and get her someplace. And there may be something there. This right here is really, really preliminary. But knowing the... And pinpointing the cause means down the road they'll be able to pinpoint a treatment for this that'll be, you know, a lot more effective than what we've got. You know, if we could turn HIV into a chronic illness, we're going to be able to eventually turn ALS into a chronic illness. But go to clinicaltrials.gov and see what they've got. That's your Hail Mary right there. Is a clinical trial doing some breaking. Trial and this stuff, if they find something that works, they will rush it to market. Mm-hmm. For good or ill, the government will fast track this.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
clinicaltrials.gov, right?
Yep. And if you want to email me, I'll be happy to correspond with you on this.
No, I appreciate everything you guys do on the show. It's very informative.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hey, best of luck to you, partner.
Yeah, good luck. Give her our best.
We did the genetic testing where, like, if she passed it on to, you know, myself or my brother, my sisters, and the grandkids, and it proved to be negative. But,
okay.
You know, you just never know. I mean, where did this come from, you know?
It just is sporadic. It just happens. And we don't know if something in the environment is triggering it or if it's just you have a genetic predisposition to it. We just don't know.
Yep.
You know, they've postulated everything from
injuries, head injuries, trauma,
and toxins, viruses, all kinds of stuff. And that's yet to be demonstrated. If we could figure that out, it'd be great if we could just prevent it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, modern medicine is a wonderful thing. But we don't, you know, our ability to fix every problem that we're presented with is limited. We know that's true. If that weren't true, there'd be at least 200 or 300 or 400-year-old people running around,
right.
You know. And if we get to a point where modern medicine doesn't have a satisfactory answer, shifting our focus from quantity of life to quality of life is a very reasonable option. But, you know, as long as there's something that we could maybe do, it may be premature to do that at this point. But if you can't find anything with that and the neurologists are throwing up their hands, just remember this. Comfort care is not doing nothing. It's still active total treatment of the patient, but with a focus on making sure they're comfortable before they leave this world. If I've got to leave this world and I could go suffering, I could go non-suffering, I'll go non-suffering every time.
Right on.
You know? But I hope that you can find something, and if you do, please keep us in the loop and email me, and I look forward to hearing from you, and we'll correspond on this and see what we can come up with, okay?
I will say one controversial thing. The medical marijuana for her disease has been a blessing.
Yeah.
There's
nothing controversial about that on this show.
Hey, and you know what you can
what state?
Go ahead.
What state are you guys in? Is it legal where you are?
Illinois, yes.
It is legal. Oh, okay. Good.
And I can tell you, personally, I would not only use that, but I would also be, you know, hammering her with some CBD oil, too, you know.
Yeah, you're not getting as much CBD.
Yeah, she is for the staff.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good.
Because it's calming and soothing, too. So.
I think that's absolutely not a controversial statement. Anybody that really is working actively to keep this stuff from being legalized, particularly for hospice patients or people with advanced illnesses, can kiss my ass, because you're wrong.
Me too.
All right.
I agree.
Okay,
thank
man.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Good
Take
luck.
Care.
Keep me in the loop.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.